My Naughty Little Puppy, Playtime for Rascal and Rascal's Sleepover Fun. Written by Holly Webb and read by Phyllida Nash.
Playtime for Rascal. Chapter 1. Frisbee Fun.
Go on, Ellie. Chase it, Max shouted. Just jump up and grab the frisbee.
Ellie did her best, racing across the grass, but Max had thrown the bright yellow frisbee as hard as he could, and it was curving round. She looked behind her anxiously, trying to see where it would land.
Wrong way,
Lila yelled, starting to dash after the frisbee too.
Ellie, you can get it if you run.
Ellie could hear Max behind her, muttering about how useless she was, and her cheeks went pink. Why did her older brother and sister have to be so sporty? Max took it all so seriously, too, when it was only meant to be fun. Then she started to giggle. Rascal, her Jack Russell puppy, was galloping after the frisbee, too. He launched himself into the air and grabbed the frisbee in his jaws while he was half a metre off the ground. He landed on all four paws, looking very pleased with himself.
Wow, Ellie, your dog's a lot better at catching than you, Max teased. Here, Rascal, give it up, boy.
Rascal looked up at Max, the frisbee hanging out of his mouth. It was almost as big as he was, and his shiny black eyes sparkled over the top of it. He shook his head wildly, swinging the frisbee back and forth.
I think he might be trying to kill your frisbee, Max, Lila giggled.
Max bent down and grasped the frisbee, but Rascal came with it, hanging on by his teeth.
Put him down, Max, you'll hurt his mouth, Ellie cried. Rascal, come on, let's play some more. Give it to me.
Back on the ground, Rascal eyed Ellie thoughtfully and spat out the frisbee into her hand. Then he stood there, wagging his tail hopefully and staring up at them. Max grinned.
OK, Rascal, this one's for you, boy.
He flicked his wrist, sending the frisbee curving out over the grass. Rascal hurled himself after it. He managed to grab it just as it was about to hit the ground and then scampered back, dragging it along behind him in his teeth.
He's so good, Lila said, and Ellie glowed with pride. Her older brother and sister loved Rascal, but they spent a lot of time moaning about how naughty he was.
Rascal was a monster for chewing things, shoes especially.
That was excellent, Max said, as Rascal trotted off, the frisbee still in his mouth. We just need to explain to Rascal that he's supposed to give the frisbee back.
Ellie told her best friend Christy all about the frisbee session at school on Monday.
Have you ever tried playing frisbee with Bouncer? She asked.
Bouncer was Christy's gorgeous Labrador. Christy looked thoughtful.
He's ace at fetching, but he only really likes chasing sticks. It was really fun, Ellie laughed. Rascal turned himself right over in the air to get one catch.
She put her chin on her hands.
It stopped Max and Lila moaning about how bad I was at catching it anyway. I wish I was better at sporty things.
Christy shook her head.
You can't be good at everything, Ellie. You're an arty person.
Mrs. Harley finished the register.
Now for some exciting news, everybody. Mr. Turner's just been telling all the staff about Sports Day.
Ellie stared at Mrs. Harley in horror.
Sports Day? She'd almost forgotten it would be that time of year soon. Oh, no, she murmured.
Christy put her hand over her mouth, trying not to laugh.
Sorry, she whispered. But it is funny that you've just been saying how much you hate sporty stuff.